Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Dr. Robert Schuller, the author of numerous amazing books and pastor of the Crystal Cathedral, once said, "Bad things happen to good people." In fact, it's a fact that bad things happen to good people, which oftentimes causes them to struggle. Two things are important here. First, how we act and react when bad things happen.
That's right.
Where do we shift our focus? Second, recognizing that when bad things happen, when we struggle, when feeling weak, through our obedience to God and His Word, we actually become stronger. Many believers are struggling in this life. It is fundamentally important to understand that just because someone is struggling doesn't prove their sin in their lives. Struggling in the life of a righteous believer just means, well, to us, honey, that victory is drawing closer in their situation.
And in addition, God's character is being built within us.
Amen. So if you or someone you love is struggling, here are seven things you need to know. First, a lifestyle of righteousness draws attack. Jeremiah was struggling. Jeremiah was guiltless. He'd done nothing wrong, yet he wound up in prison. Why? He dared to tell the truth. Jeremiah 36:2, we see that Jeremiah wrote in a prophecy to King Jehoiakim that Judah was in trouble. Being a king, well, it doesn't make you smart. Rather than heed the words of the prophet and call the nation to change, he did something else. In Jeremiah 36:23 and 24, we read where King Jehoiakim decided to cut off the parts of the prophecy that he found offensive and burn them in the fire. King Zedekiah followed King Jehoiakim as the king of Judah. He too was being deceived by false prophets who claimed that everything would go well for Israel. Jeremiah truthfully told the king trouble was ahead for Israel. Shortly after this, it became even more apparent that Israel was under the threat of war. The armies of neighboring nations surrounded them. For a time, it seemed as if the deceivers were right when Pharaoh brought his army to Judah, and the Babylonians besieged the city, retreated. As we begin to understand our potential for the kingdom of God, you got to know, as you do that, you'll become a high-value target for the devil. He'll make every effort to take you out, but he loses and you win. Every child of God has been given a promise of victory over Satan.
Isaiah 54, verse 17 clearly says that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. But you know, it didn't say that it was going to be easy. It meant that we are going to have to learn to trust God in every situation.
And honey, we could also throw in Malachi 4:3, Luke 10:19,
amen,
Romans 8:38 and 39, chapter 4, verse 7, 1 John 4:4, And dozens of other scriptures, but it's clear. We win.
If we persevere, we will
win. If we're obedient to the word, we
win.
That's right. Second, the people of God are often misunderstood and misinterpreted. Sadly, there'll be times when you do the right thing, even the godly thing. During those times, you still may be misunderstood or misinterpreted.
That's when you have to realize that it's more important what God thinks than what other people think about you.
Absolutely. And that's where we keep our focus on the Lord and His solutions to whatever we're facing.
Amen.
You may have been unjustly accused, but God keeps the books and He'll take care of you.
He surely will. Psalm 55, verse 22 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, release it, and He will sustain and uphold you."
He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, or fail.
When we are fallen down, He will pick us up.
With a firm grip.
That's right.
That's what the scripture says. In Jeremiah 37, we read where the prophet went outside the city to reclaim his property, where he was accused of desertion by the captain of the guard. Jeremiah truthfully stated what he was doing, but he was not believed. The officials had Jeremiah beaten and imprisoned in the house of Jonathan, another government official. The scripture says that Jeremiah was left in prison for many days.
Jeremiah 37, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Zedekiah the king sent and brought him out, and in his palace the king secretly asked him, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is." Then he said, "You will be handed over to the king of Babylon."
You know, honey, we could teach for several days on that one main sentence found in Jeremiah 37:17. That sentence is there any word from the Lord?
Yes.
Is there any word from the Lord? You need to make a decision. Ask yourself the question. Is there a word from the Lord? Maybe a better question is, did you ask the Lord? And if you did, is there any word? Third, even when a lie might feel better, tell the truth. Don't tie the blessing hands of God by misbehavior. When we tell the truth, even when it would be easier to tell a lie, we compromise our integrity and our character.
Sometimes correction, while painful, is still the right thing to receive. Hebrews 12, verse 11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, right standing with God, and a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose."
Fourth, do not be too proud to ask for His favor. While ministering in the Holy Spirit, Jeremiah asked for favor.
Jeremiah 37, verse 20 in the New Living Translation says, "But now, my Lord the King, please listen. Let me bring my petition before you. Do not send me back to the house of Jonathan, the secretary, or I will die there."
If you need something, there's nothing wrong with asking someone for a favor. However, if they say no, make sure you keep your attitude right. Truthfully, more important than asking someone for a favor, why not pray for the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you, giving you supernatural favor in all your hands find to do. Fifth, your gift will make room for you. Over the years, I've read where many preachers, and talking about Jeremiah's request, discuss how his gift made a way for him.
Proverbs 18, verse 16 in the King James Version says, "A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men."
We need to set the record straight. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for gift, H4976, is matan, M-A-T-T-A-N, and it means gifts, offerings, presents. The word matan appears in five verses, according to the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Bible, and in each instance, it's referring to a monetary gift. At your convenience, we recommend that you read Genesis 34:12, Genesis 34:12, Numbers 18:11, Numbers 18:11, Proverbs 19:6, Proverbs 19:6, Proverbs 21:14, Proverbs 21:14, and of course Proverbs 8:18-16 that we just read. It is clear the scripture is talking about a gift of financial value. Scripture is also clear that a financial gift will bring you before important and eminent people.
Consider the New Living Translation of Proverbs 18, verse 16. Giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people.
The Message Bible translation is interesting too, babe.
Yes, and same one, Proverbs 18, verse 16. It says, a gift gets attention. It buys the attention of eminent people.
Hallelujah. Six, your gift will bring unanticipated provision to you. Your gift will bring unanticipated provision to you.
Jeremiah 37, verse 20 says, King Zedekiah then gave orders for Jeremiah to be placed in the courtyard of the guard and given a loaf of bread from the street of the bakers each day until all the bread in the city was gone. So Jeremiah remained in the courtyard of the guard.
No matter what you're going through, no matter how much you're suffering, we serve a God who is the way maker. God will always provide a way of escape. We suggest that you read and meditate on this next scripture.
This is an incredibly great scripture to know and embrace. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. This is in the Classic Amplified Bible. No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience, nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. But God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. I have proven this. I have been tempted before and said, Lord, I'm calling out to you that I need your help, and I'm believing this scripture. I don't remember what it was now, but the Lord took it and made it pass. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Seventh, your unanticipated financial blessing proves that we serve a right now God. All Jeremiah asked for was to get out of jail. But our God does more than we can ask or think.
Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, here's the bottom line. If you've been unjustly accused or accosted, keep your focus on God and his word. This will ensure that regardless of what you suffered, victory will be yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top, where it says, sow a seed. By the way, stay with me a moment, please. Where it says, sow a seed. Just do what God asks. We have a personal request for you. Our youngest daughter, Zan, as we call her baby girl, on Thursday night was in a freak accident and broke bones in both ankles. And they told her to stay off of it for 4 to 6 weeks. And if you would join us in praying for healing virtue, the flow of Zan, and that her recovery will amaze medical professionals and bring glory to God.
Yeah. I believe it was it Saturday night or?
No, Thursday night.
Okay, sorry.
Thursday night. All right. Well, please do that and thank you.
Yeah.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.